Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
You are a natural beaut. Oh, yeah. Oh, hey, gorgeous. Welcome to Natch Beaut. I'm your girl, Jackie J, and honey, we've got a lot to discuss. First, I just want to say thank you for listening. I know that's kind of trite, but I just checked in with Noah, my producer, and people are actually listening to this, and it's actually kind of weird for me because I've lived in LA and I've been doing comedy for a long time, mostly to 40 people in a theater. And 2 years ago, a year and a half ago, I downloaded Snapchat, and I feel like it changed my life because I started yelling and ranting and showing my makeup and talking to people. And I found this like yelly, ranty character within me. And one thing led to another, and Natch Beaut was born. And there's many people to thank for that, for encouraging this behavior. But I just want to say one more time, thank you for listening. It's really fun and exciting. And, you know, when I go on my big Natch Beaut tour someday, maybe I will be in the crowd. So this is a very exciting episode of Natch Beaut because this is the first episode that I am recording since the launch of the Natch Beaut website. We have an official website. It is natchbeaut.com. How easy is that? You don't have to remember anything but the name of the damn pod, natchbeaut.com. What's on natchbeaut.com, you ask? Only everything I say, everything I feel. It's easy access to everything we discuss on this podcast. You can also go to facebook.com/NatchBeautPod if you're one of those people that only goes to Facebook. I see you, I hear you, I feel you. That's my dad. I can't even have dinner with my dad. He's on the damn Facebook on his phone the whole time. So if you want to go to Facebook, I also promote the website there. I will post all the blog posts on the Facebook page because I like to keep an open combo with y'all. So NatchBeaut.com or facebook.com/NatchBeautPod. But if you want to go to NatchBeaut.com, I'm going to have the product guide. So every episode, you know, we talk really quickly about makeup. Sometimes we drop one little tiny product and we move on. Everything's going to be posted on the website. I'm going to do a full post every episode with pictures. This is what we said. This is where you can buy it. This is how much it costs. Maybe if in the moment I was having fun and I didn't say something, I'll put a little asterisk. Hey, I did mention this, but like the other day, we were talking about MAC Fix Plus primer or setting spray. I don't use MAC. They test on animals, but I know of a dupe that is cruelty free. I'll post that in the blog. So check out NatchBeaut.com for that. We'll also have a whole section now where you can ask questions to upcoming guests. I'm going to tweet out this person's recording this week. Go to NatchBeaut.com. You can submit questions. And I've got some exciting guests coming out. I've been really working on pulling favors from all the people I know, waiting patiently for the right moment to send them the, hey, will you be on my podcast email? And some great guests are coming up. So be checking that out. You can submit questions. You can see the product guides. I'm also writing weekly blogs, kind of whatever inspires me. If a certain brand of makeup goes on sale that I like, I might say, hey, this makeup is on, because I know we all like a deal. Everyone's telling me drugstore cheaper, go cheaper. So I hear you. I see you. I'm all about that drugstore life as well. Mama ain't got no money. So I hear you. We're trying to save. So yeah. I'll put up a blog saying like this brand has a sale. These are the things I like. Use this code. You'll get a discount. Whatever. Hit that up. Okay, so now a little bit of a personal thing. If any of you guys live in the LA area, your girl Jackie J is also the lead singer of a pop punk cover band called Punk Rock Barbie. I've barely talked about the band, but I am a singer. I do sing the Natch Butte theme song. I know I get a lot of messages on Twitter about the theme song. That is me singing. I'm a singer. So maybe if you're looking to come see a band, I have a couple gigs coming up. So one of them is going to be Sunday, June 18th at Kulak's Woodshed in North Hollywood. I know that name is crazy. It is not a real woodshed. It's one of those kind of, you know, trendy names. So it's going to be, I think it's 6 p.m., but the concert will also be streamed live on the internet, so anyone around the world can watch, and I will definitely tweet out the link. My Twitter is at Jackie_Michelle with one L. Again, I'll post all my social media tags on NashBeauty.com for easy access, or our Facebook is facebook.com/punkrockbarbieLA. If you want to go check that out now, you can see clips and pictures and whatever. But then we have another show, which is a lot larger of a space, and it's free to enter, so anyone can come. It's July 22nd at Joe's Great American Bar and Grill in Burbank. That's a Saturday night. We'll start playing about 9:30, and we're going to play till they close. That's like three full sets. So anytime you could pop in, I'll be singing. You can come say hi. Last time I did a show there, a lot of people from Esther's podcast were there and came up to me, so I would love to see some Natch Buttes in the crowd. We have a good time. Okay, so now I'm going to start my correction corner / letters to the editor section. Thank you guys for sending me emails. I read them all. I respond to them all. I can do that now. So I'm happy to do it. And I have so many emails that I want to read, y'all, but I picked one because I feel like there's some pertinent information that we can all get behind. So I'm just going to read this one email to y'all. Hi, Jackie. My name's Olivia. I'm a proud member of the 200 and currently writing this as I listen to your pod at my boring office job. Your pod is so entertaining and captivating and relatable, and I've loved all the episodes. Please never stop making this podcast and feeding my makeup skincare obsession. The reasons I'm writing. One, your podcast with Sujata about Korean skincare and all the talk about SK2 Essence reminded me of a product I've seen on Asian skincare blogs but haven't had the funds / patience to try yet, but seems very intriguing. It's by the company Secret Key, called the Starting Treatment Essence, specifically the Rose Edition. This is the essence that everyone seems to say is a very affordable dupe for the SK2 Essence. They have the same active ingredient, the Galacomycin Ferment Filtrate, aka Patera, but literally costs about 90% less than the SK2 Essence. Have you heard of this product? Would love to hear your thoughts. Two, I love a good mask, just like every other sane person, but do not like spending $11 per mask at Sephora because, like, I gotta pay bills. I made this recent discovery, and it's changed my skincare game, and I apologize if this is common knowledge and I'm insulting your expertise. Sorry, I'm laughing at that because, again, I'm not an expert. You can get really good face masks at Marshall's in packs of five for, like, $5. I have a package I'm working through right now that has a bunch of other good shit all in the mask. Five of these for $5. And they have a million different options, and I have to refrain from buying 20 boxes at a time. Basically, I'm never spending money on expensive Sephora masks again. That's all I got. Keep doing your thing, Olivia. So she had two really interesting information in that, and I wanted to share with you guys, because I think going to Marshall's and getting masks is damn genius. I never thought of that, but you know, Marshall's has everything. Marshall's, Ross, all of those stores. I mean, get you some masks, and not only get you some masks, buy some for your mom, your friends, baby showers, gifts, because people love masks, and if they don't, make them love masks. You know what I mean? Because that is such a good idea. So everybody go to Marshall's, get you some cheap masks. I'm all about that. And I think it's very interesting, the starting treatment essence as well, because I talked about SK2. People love it. I tried it one time. It's disgusting smelling. It smells like a dirty toilet, but people love it. So again, if you're looking for like a Korean skincare, because you guys blew me up for this Korean skincare episode. I mean, the pictures I've gotten from Twitter and Snapchat of you guys showing me all of the stuff you order off Amazon. I mean, the game is strong. So this is something I wanted to bring up. I will post the link on NatchBeauty.com, and I will also reiterate this on the website. So thank you, Olivia, for that. Thank you for that really interesting and thoughtful email. So another issue that I wanted to briefly address on this episode is something that I talked about with Marley. I did it again. with Molly Tarloff. I discussed a makeup brand that I enjoy and the owner of the brand and how much I enjoy watching his YouTube tutorials. But after the episode aired, I got some negative feedback. About this brand. And I knew this person had somewhat of a controversial personality in the makeup world. This person can be confrontational and aggressive on social media and has had some accusations of racist behavior in the past. And I saw an apology and an explanation, and I chalked it up to a mistake that he made in his youth, because there's an unfortunate side of living your life on the internet where every mistake you made is documented and screen capped for life. And I'm already getting a small taste of that myself, you know, with nine episodes of a podcast streaming on the internet. I already regret half of the dumb shit I've said on here, and it's only been a few months. So it can be very hard to be vulnerable and to entertain. So I always, see compassion first before judgment. But I thought about it a lot, and this entire podcast is doing research and supporting brands that have integrity. And that's what I've based this entire podcast on. So I wanted to let everybody know that I'm going to be more careful from here on out, because I have compassion for everyone and I understand mistakes, but there are a few things that I have a zero tolerance policy on. And one of those things is racist behavior. So Jeffrey, please do your fans a favor and make an official apology on this issue, showing your humility to these claims. And then, until then, I'm not going to promote you or discuss your products on this podcast anymore. So, we have some great guests coming up on this episode. They're the hosts of Can I Pet Your Dog, which is a really fun podcast that I love listening to. Their names are Allegra Ringo and Renee Culvert. They're going to be in here in a few minutes. But before they get here, I was going to just do a little segment just with you girls, Jackie J, running solo. And I'm calling this segment June Favorites, because I don't know if y'all watch YouTube, but every makeup guru on YouTube does a favorites video every month. So I have a lot of fun things going on in my skincare regimen that I wanted to just solo be able to discuss without anybody else having to ping pong. So let me just get into this, guys. So let's talk about a few things going on with my face right now. I recently went to the Indie Beauty Expo in Dallas, and I brought a recorder with me, and I tried to be fancy and like tape everything. I wanted to do like a whole, you know, grassroots Jackie's interviewing beauty people and, you know, have a great time. But unfortunately, I'm not Stephen Ray Morris, and I fucked up the footage pretty bad. One of the times the batteries went out of my recorder, I didn't notice, and I lost like 4 interviews that were so funny and so interesting, so I'm really bummed. There is some footage. I'm still going to edit something together most likely to give y'all, because I met some amazing brand owners. I found some awesome new stuff. I got some products, and you know, some brands were really stingy with giving me free shit and some were really generous. And all I can say is it pays to give, honey, because the brand that I found to be the most generous brand and gave me so much stuff to try is the brand that I am now obsessed with. And I'm going to tell you guys a couple of the things that I'm like obsessed with in their line. Their company is called Source Vital Apothecary. So that's Source, the word vital, but with a little trill over the A. Source Vital Apothecary. They gave me lots of free shit. But that's not why I'm promoting them. They have an amazing extensive line. 2 of their products have become my favorites. And I have been feeling myself lately. Like, you guys have been asking me on Snapchat, what foundation are you wearing? I just did jury duty and I kept getting snaps like, what foundation are you wearing? I wasn't wearing any makeup. None. All I was wearing was mascara. My face lately has been snatched. And I honestly think it is because of what I'm about to tell you about. I've been feeling myself, okay? So, Source Vital Apothecary. They have a make your own facial cocktail. It's $34.95 on the website. When you go on the website, a 15% off thing pops up. It's like, sign up for a newsletter. Sign up for the damn newsletter. Get that 15%. You know, we all like a deal. So this is a make your own. So they custom make it to you. Online, there's a little order form where you can check off things. I'm going to read you everything I got put in mine. And this is just a serum that I use before bed. And their whole concept is that everything is in this serum. You don't have to do different steps. You don't have to do a moisturizer, a serum, a cream. You know, it's all in this one thing. And I was skeptical, but I'm obsessed with it. So let me just tell you what's in it. So step 1 is the serum base, and you can choose different ones according to your skin needs. I went with jasmine, which is for normal to dry, dehydrated skin, because I drink jasmine tea every day. So it was an obvious choice for me. It sounded exciting. Plus, like, I have normal skin, I would say. I'm not too dry. I'm not too oily. I'm in that normal range. So I went with that. Step two is you select two infusions. I selected Fortifying for redness and dull skin because, you know, I feel like that's the number one thing. We wear foundation for me is to even out skin tone. And my skin tone isn't super off color, but, you know, I have some darker spots. I have a little bit of redness somewhere, you know, stuff like that. So I went with Fortifying, and in that, there's a million oils. There's sunflower oil, juniper seed oil, lemon peel oil, evening primrose oil, geranium flower oil, like all these delicious, yummy oils. And then I went with toning for skin lacking tone and firmness because I'm in my 30s. I'm trying to keep young. And so I'm always, anti-aging is at the top of my list from here on out. I'm like, oh, you better firm me up. Do anything you can to firm this face. That had lavender oil, peppermint oil, macadamia seed oil, apricot seed oil, and I just chose a few. I mean, each little one she put in, the fortifying treatments, have a million amazing yummy things in them. Step three, you select your shots. These further improve your appearance by adding a little extra oomph. And that's verbatim what it says. Is I'm like, if a company uses the word oomph, I'm in. And these are $2 each additional. And you can put up to two. And I went with hemp seed oil because I'm kind of a stoner and that sounded fun to me. High in vitamins A, B, C, and D and assists with acne / troubled skin. I've talked about acne in the past. I get some breakouts for the month, but nothing too crazy. But, you know, it's always in the back of my mind. I still have to work in some kind of anti-acne into my regimen because I don't want to get them zits. And then prickly pear oil, which just sounded really fun to me. I'm from the Southwest. My grandmother would make prickly pear preserves my whole childhood, and it sounded really exciting to me. And it smells delicious. The woman who mixed it up said, prickly pear oil is going to be like the next coconut oil. Everybody's going to flip out about it. You know, it's going to be like the next trendy oil. I said, sign me up. It's high in antioxidants and omega-6 for dark spots and pore size, which are two things that I'm concerned with. And I hate my nose pores. I hate them. I think now that the iPhone cameras are so strong, every time I take a selfie, I'm like, look at that damn nose. I see those pores. I'm obsessed with getting them clean. I'm obsessed with getting them smaller. So guess what? I am drowning in oils. I have 50 bottles of oils in my house because I can't stop buying makeup and products. And I stopped using all of them. This is the only product I've been using. I am absolutely obsessed with it. It smells so good. I put it in my hands and then I like breathe it in. And I feel like it's like soothing. It relaxes me before bed. I even do it in the morning too. I'm like obsessed with it. As soon as I run out, I'm buying another. So I think if you've been thinking about buying an oil and you didn't know what to buy, get one of these. It's $35. I realize that's not super cheap, but in the oil world, that's also not a lot either. I was telling y'all about Vintner's Daughter being $150, whatever. I mean, you know, it's an investment, and I'm pretty sure you're going to be obsessed with it. You can custom make it to your own thing, and I think it's really fun. Plus, it's like a fun, cool, like, you know, Houston company, which I think is great. The other thing they have that I am fucking obsessed with is their algae deep scrub. And y'all all know by now that your girl Jackie J loves a scrub. I could scrub my face off every day. It's the most satisfying feeling to just exfoliate that skin off and replenish, baby. They also have an algae, the same formula, but like a face wash. I don't have it, but I want it. So it's $32.95. I realize that's expensive. Pretty good sized bottle, and you only need a tiny bit. So again, it's a good investment in my opinion. And I'm just going to read you what their description of this product. It says, this seaweed-based exfoliating cleanser provides all of the deep cleaning, tingling, peppermint action of our popular algae deep cleanse, but cranks up the exfoliation power with natural corundum crystals that gently polish skin, leaving pores thoroughly clean and free from dead skin cells, dirt, and other debris. So that must be what it is these corundum crystals, because I love a scrub. I use Kate Somerville Exfolicate, right? We've talked about this before. This is like even better than that. My nose is completely cleaned out. I rub it for, you know, as long as I can before I have stuff to do. I rub that scrub on my face for minutes straight. It's so invigorating. There's a peppermint oil in it, like I said. I wash it off and I look at myself in the mirror very closely and my nose pores are empty. And I'm like, hallelujah! I'm like, I did it. Those fucking blackheads are gone. I mean, it's like the mystery of the Sphinx. These fucking blackheads, get them out of your damn nose. I do everything. I do strips. I do this, got them out. And it's just, I feel invigorated. I'm obsessed with this scrub. It's changed my life. I'm so happy about it. So I feel like I'm at a botanical spa in the morning. And, you know, some people don't need exfoliation all the time. I do it every couple days at this point just because I'm so obsessed with this scrub. So I highly recommend the Algae Deep Scrub from Source Vital Botanicals, as well as the Do Your Own Serum. I think the two of them, I'm not kidding. I'm getting so many compliments. I feel like I feel better about myself. I've been wearing less makeup. People are noticing. I'm feeling more confident. It has to do with these two products. I'm pretty sure because they're the only two new things that I've worked into my regimen. However, I've also been doing this thing called New Face, N-U Face. And I didn't think it was working, but I think it is. Because I've been looking snatched and I've been getting so many compliments on my face. So is it the new face or is it these new products? Quite frankly, I think it's both. So let me tell you about New Face. New Face is a microcurrent facial lifting and toning device. And it's pretty expensive, so brace yourselves. I have the mini and it's $199 at Sephora. The Trinity, which is the larger one, and I think it has a couple like detachments that you can change out, is $292 at Sephora. So this is an investment. Dre, who was on episode 4 of Natch Butte, is obsessed with hers. She was like, you have to get one. And, you know, Dre looks amazing, and she's super into skincare and stuff. So I said, all right, I see you. I'll get one. So let me just read you about kind of the science behind it. It says it's clinically tested and shown to improve facial contour, tone, and reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles. Okay, so, you know, it does what everything claims it does. Let's be honest, okay? So what you do is it's this little device. It has two little balls on it, and you charge it up, and you cover your face with this gel that it comes with. And then you turn it on and you rub it on your face in these specific motions that it shows you what to do on the website. I download the app and it just shows you what to do. You're sort of like giving your face a sonogram. You cover yourself in gel and you rub this little thing on your face. Now, it doesn't vibrate or anything. So I was like, is this even doing anything? But then you get this weird metal taste in your mouth while you're doing it, which is super weird. But it's something about like the currents are going through your skin. And Dre explained it to me, but it's essentially like it's giving your face a workout. So like the muscles in your face over time, when we age, they start to kind of, you know, your face starts to kind of slide down. This is supposed to kind of pep them back up. It's like an Equinox membership for your face. And I thought it sounded really dumb. I'll be honest. I was like, this sounds stupid. And Dre also warned me that it's very tedious. And I was like, okay, 5 minutes a day, that doesn't sound that tedious to me, but you have to wash your face beforehand and you're not allowed to use anything with oil in it, which I'm like, everything I have has oil in it now. So you have to wash your face and you have to put this gel on your face. Then you have to do each little section of your face one at a time. And if you put the gel on your face and then do it, by the time you get to your other cheek, the gel has dried. And when you rub it across your face, it like blasts your face. Cause I guess you need the gel on your face so it doesn't like blast you. Cause you like feel it. Like the little hairs on your face like singe off. So you have to do each little section. Then you have to wipe all the gel off, like wash it off. And then it also says that if you do any like anti-aging, like retinoids or anything like that, you can't do them when you do this. So I've stopped using all of my retinoid stuff, which I wasn't using. I was only using it like once a week anyway, but I had to cut it all out. And I did it for a month and I was like, this isn't doing anything. And then all of a sudden, your girl looked in the mirror and said, damn, okay. I'm telling you, I'm looking good. I'm being confident. Something happened. It's the new face and it's these Source Vital products I've been using. I'm like, girl, I'm looking good right now. And I haven't changed anything else. I'm not getting any more sleep than I normally get. I'm not drinking more water. Like, it's just these two things. So it's tedious. The new face is tedious. I will say you can use, instead of the gel it comes with, because after you run out of it, you have to buy more, and it's like $15 a bottle. You can use aloe vera gel, which is like $4 at the drugstore, which is what Dre uses. And I was like, okay, so I guess I'm going to keep using it, because I'm seeing results. So it's doing something. So if you have extra money and you're kind of curious, you know, Sephora has an amazing return policy. Why don't you check it out? And I like the mini one only because I was being cheap. If I was like really rolling in the money, you know, if you guys keep buying eSalon, you guys keep downloading eSalon and getting yourself hair products, maybe I'll buy the bigger one someday. But for now, I'm using the little one and it seems to be working just fine. Maybe if you're a little older and you have, you know, you need a little bit more help with the collagen and everything, get the bigger one. Why not? Do you? It's a great investment. Just try it. That's all I'm saying. The other thing I've been using lately, guys, I've talked about my stubby eyelashes many times on this podcast. I found something that worked and I'm so happy about it because there are so many lash products. You know, this lash, long lash, glam lash, all this lash shit, serum they put on your damn eyeballs. And I don't like it, quite frankly, but it's the only way to get your lashes to grow. And I bought one as an impulse buy near the register and they got me with it. But I talked to the guy at the register about it. And, you know, I feel like when you talk to a man, a lot of times at the register, like they're more honest with you just because I feel like women just love skincare and makeup so much that like, I feel like, oh my God, yes, I love that blush, whatever. But like when a guy says it, I just think he's coming from like a less socially repressed place to tell us like really what's going on with the makeup. He said, yes, this works great. Use it for 3 months, then go off of it, then start it up again after 3 months. And I was like, that's interesting. So I bought it. It's called Grand Lash MD, and Grand has an E, so it's like Grande Lash is how I like to think of it. Grande Lash MD Lash Enhancing Serum, and it's $65, which I know, that's a lot of money, but it's been working. You should see my eyelashes. I had nothing. I had stumps, and like I wake up in the morning, I'm like, oh my God, I have eyelashes, and then when you put mascara on, shit, they're long. And I've only been using it about a month and a half. It does take about a month to kick in. And I just do it right before bed because I feel like my eyes are pretty sensitive. Like, you know, you like put stuff on your eyes and you walk around and you're like, ow, do it right before you close your eyes for bed. I put just a one swipe over my eyes and you don't even have to do your bottom lashes because while your eyes are closed, I feel like it kind of goes down into your bottom lash line as well because my bottom lashes are popping off. And it's a good, quite frankly, it's a good investment. I'm really happy with it. Grande Lash, that's what I'm going to call it. I'm sure it's Grand Lash, is available at Sephora. It is available online as well. It is on Amazon, but go to NatchBute.com and read the blog for this episode because there's a lot of fake ones out there. I guess because this product is expensive and it does work, people make fake ones. I bought a fake Kylie Lip Kit off Groupon once on accident. So there are people out there trying to get us. So go to NatchBute.com. I will find the legit ones because I know how to clock which ones are real and which ones aren't. I've been doing a lot of research. There's a lot of articles. And then you can't tell on Amazon because sometimes people like the fake ones and they don't know. So I know which one's real. So go to NatchBute.com and I will put up the pictures of the real ones and you'll know which ones are real or not. Or just get those VIP points at Sephora and buy it there. But it's a little cheaper on Amazon is all I'm saying. Okay, so what have I been wearing, like, makeup-wise? Y'all know I've been rocking that Wet n Wild liquid cat suit in Nudist Peach because y'all are too! I'm telling you, Wet n Wild has been coming strong and y'all all have been loving the liquid cat suit lipstick I talked about on the drugstore episode. I've gotten more messages about this than anything we've ever talked about. So I'm so happy that y'all have been rocking the lip and you enjoy it. I mean, $5, you cannot beat the price. I will say, if y'all don't mind, maybe tag me and tag Wet n Wild on your post because I want them to know that Jackie J came after them. I want them to know that I gave y'all some lipstick wrecks because they need to send me a box of stuff. And I want them to because then I can tell y'all if it's good or not. Okay, I'm not totally being a greedy piece of shit. Do I want free shit? Of course I do, honey. I'm an American. That's the American way. Give me free shit. But I also want free shit so that I can find more products to tell y'all about because it's hard out there. Y'all know how expensive makeup is. I'm trying to buy stuff and tell y'all about it. So all I'm saying is please tag Wet n Wild when you guys want to tell me how great you think it is. I agree. I think it's great. For eyes, I've been rocking the Lime Crime Venus palette. I've been wearing the Lime Crime Venus palette for 2 months now. I'm like obsessed with it. So there's been a few other things I'm really into, but that's primarily still the look I'm going with. I'm going with a peach lip and kind of a pinky eye from the Lime Crime palette. So I went to a Cover FX event, and I got lots of footage. I talked to the owner of the company, as well as some of the big artists that work for the company. Cover FX, I discussed on the Molly Tarlov episode a little bit with the highlighters. Cover FX is a all-vegan, all-cruelty-free Sephora company. Oh, and they're also available at Ulta now. So I know a lot of you guys are Ulta Beauty Point girls and boys. So go to Ulta. They're there now. They have custom enhancer drops. They're $42 for a bottle, and I know, it's expensive. But I'm telling you, it's going to last you all year. A little goes a long way, and it's a utilitarian product in the sense that these are little color, so it's color drops, but they're iridescent. You can use this product as a highlighter, but you can also mix it in your foundation as much or as little as you want. You don't have to end up looking like the Tin Man. You can do a tiny little bit, and it'll just give your face a beautiful sheen, especially in photos, like very subtle, really fun for summer. You can use it as a highlight. You can mix it in your lipstick to give your lips like a sheen, make a metallic out of one of your matte lips, or you can do it over your eyeshadow. So you can use an eyeshadow maybe that's kind of dark and put it, mix it in, and it'll give it kind of like a metallic or a lightened or a holographic look depending on what color you use. So it's a really fun product for the summer. I've been really feeling myself. I've been really enjoying it. My favorite one is Halo. It's one of their new shades, and it's kind of like the unicorn one, let's be honest, okay? Go ahead and rate me to filth. I know, unicorn shit. But the Halo is basically like a holographic kind of silvery, fun spaceship highlight color. And I've been wearing it in my lip. I've been wearing it in my eye makeup. I've been wearing it on my cheeks. It's really fun. If you're kind of feeling fun for the summer, get you a bottle of the Cover FX Custom Enhancer Drops. Like I said, Sephora and Ulta. Okay, so the last thing I'm going to talk about is I want you guys to go have some fun, okay? It's summer coming up. We got some fun summer activities happening. And there's two things that I've done lately that I thought were really fun. And I know this is a makeup and skincare podcast, but this is put on your face and go out into the world and have some fun. So I have two fun things I wanted to discuss with y'all. One is, this might sound silly, but IMAX 3D movies. I know when you go to the movies, it's like you just buy a ticket, but there's some movies there's an option. You can either see them at regular, you can see them in 3D, or you can, heaven forbid, see them in IMAX 3D. If that's an option, go see it in IMAX 3D. They have upped the game so hard. I just saw Guardians of the Galaxy in IMAX 3D. It was one of the craziest things I've ever seen. It was so fun. I was like, this is crazy. Like, I'm in the world. I'm immersed. It's so fun. So if your theater offers IMAX 3D, all I'm saying is go check it out. Because I was sitting there, and was I a little high on marijuana? Yes. But that doesn't mean you have to be to enjoy the experience. Every movie trailer that I saw in 3D IMAX, I wanted to go see. Pirates of the Caribbean is currently out, and it's got a 31% on Rotten Tomatoes. But guess what? I'm still going to see it, because did you know this movie has ghost sharks? Ghost sharks come out of the water and come at you in the theater, like bite at your face, a ghost shark. I was like, shit, I gotta go see that. And then not only that, ghost pirates run on the ocean towards you. Ghost pirates with like their faces like rotting off. And I was like, oh my God, I'm seeing this movie. It is genius. The other one that's coming out is Transformers, which, like, I'll be honest, I've never seen a Transformers movie in theaters, even though Shia, you know, y'all know Shia LaBeouf's my number one man. I stopped going. I didn't even see them after him because I was like, okay, it's a bunch of goofy robots running around. I don't care. Did you know that Transformers has gotten serious as shit? There is some serious shit going on with these damn robots now. They are not goofing around. This trailer starts with Anthony Hopkins doing voiceover, and he's like, two species at war, one flesh, one metal. And I'm like, shit, when did this get so bleak? I thought it was about goofy robots transforming into cars and shit. It's gotten crazy. But let me tell you, I am seeing that movie in IMAX 3D because it looks fucking crazy. Y'all gotta go. All I'm saying is, if you've always seen IMAX 3D on the paper, or, you know, when you buy tickets and you're like, man, I don't need to see that, pay the extra money. I'm telling you, it's crazy. Kudos to all the people in the movie industry that have been working on perfecting this technology, because it's really fun. So I just wanted to say that. The second thing I want to talk about, for those of you who are maybe introverted or trying to save money, you don't want to go see movies, you want to stay at home and be safe, I see you. I feel the same way. So I just want to tell you about the newest show I've started watching. And I'll just put a disclaimer at the top here. I'm old and an old married lady, and everybody knows this about me. I get into things like 3 years after everybody else gets into them, and then I talk to you as if it's this new cool thing you need to get on the board with. So yes, I've been watching Riverdale on Netflix, and I know Riverdale is done. Season one is over. It's been over for months. But guess what? I didn't watch it live. I've been watching it on Netflix. And if you're not watching Riverdale, get caught up on Netflix because it is so good. Okay. Yes, I'm old. Yes, I'm not cool. I know this has been off the air for months, but now it's on Netflix and I've been checking it out. So it's a fun show to check out if you happen to be like a horny old married lady like me, because everyone on this show is hot. Everyone. It's like a hot teen drama on the CW. And, you know, Archie is super hot. Jughead is super hot. Betty and Veronica, super hot. All the parents of these teenagers, super hot. So like, it's just a good, fluffy, fun show that everyone is perfect on, and I highly recommend it. I watched all of it in like a day and a half, and I just couldn't stop watching it. I had to see what was happening. So it's something fun to check out. You can watch it with your, you know, your significant other. You can watch it alone. There's eye candy for everybody. You know, is it perfect? No. Could there be more LGBTQ, you know, characters? Yes. Could there be a little bit more diversity among the cast? Yes. So I'm not saying it's a perfect show. I'm hoping season two, they up the game. And I also was thinking maybe, would it kill them to have a new character? Maybe like a kooky redheaded librarian or like, you know, what if Archie's like, cousin, like from Texas, comes to visit and like stirs up some shit. All I'm saying is, casting directors at Riverdale, I have a reel. I'm just gonna send it in because I'm a little too old to be in high school, but I'm a little too young to play the parents. I'm in this, there's like nobody in their 30s on Riverdale. Represent the 30s is all I'm saying. Everybody's super hot. You know, and Archie is like, I mean, he's perfect. He's like a perfect human specimen. But I'm not attracted to him because he's like a jock and like, I like kind of a nerdier, funnier type, you know? And his personality is just not really, for me, it's all about the personality. It's not the looks. Like, yeah, do I enjoy looking at Archie? Yeah. But when he opens his mouth, I'm like, never mind. Swipe left, whatever. But Jughead has my heart, okay? And I was texting with my friend Steve about Riverdale, and he blew my fucking mind. So the kid that plays Jughead, and I say kid, he's 24. So he's age appropriate for me, you know, if we ever, you know, in the next life, if we want to, you know, make out or whatever. So Jughead was a kid actor. He was on Suite Life with Zach and Cody, which I never watched. I was too old, I think. But he was Ross Geller's son on Friends. He was Ben Geller, the child, the baby on Friends. I'm attracted to the baby on Friends. Like, that's a mind fuck for me. I'm like, I've gotten so old that I'm attracted to babies that I have seen on a show. And now they're adults. So that's kind of weird. I just wanted to address that. Nothing has ever made me feel more old and gross than finding out that Jughead is Ross Geller's son on Friends. But don't let that deter you from watching. It's a very fun show. So I highly recommend.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I recommend checking that out. I highly recommend checking out 3D IMAX movies. And that, my friends, is Jackie's June favorites.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, y'all. I'm very excited to welcome our guests. This is the first time on Nashville history I've had two guests.
Ooh,
because I have a duo in front of me. I have the ladies of the Can I Bet Your Dog podcast in front of me, Renee Colvert and Allegra Ringo.
Yeah.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you so much for having us.
I am so excited. We did a cross promotion. Mm-hmm. I came on Can I Pet Your Dog? And now you ladies are here on Natch Butte.
And also, Cooch is here. Can we also talk about that?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Cooch. No, oh, Choochie's here. Cooch? No, you that's know, her name? Her name's Cooch, right?
You know
no,
what?
No, put a Chooch in.
No,
right.
You know, Chooch is actually called Cooch a lot, and it's because you read it.
Sure.
And
oh,
I refuse to shame anyone for
right.
using a word that they read and they say incorrectly. I think
Thank
that's fucked
you.
Up.
Good point,
because
Jackie.
We're all trying to read and learn and use new words, and I've done it, and I've been shamed about it. Like,
sure.
the first time I said posthumous out loud,
of course.
I said posthumous or something.
Oh, we all did. That's
and
a crazy
somebody
word.
Somebody made fun of me, and I was like, don't even go there with me, okay?
You cannot. Now,
no. So I welcome all pronunciations of Chooch.
In defense of Allegra's laugh, though, we had you on the show.
Yes.
I've met her numerous times.
Yeah.
Wait, probably
no.
time for me to get the
but
name
it's
right.
Okay.
Wait, no,
sure.
that's not why I laughed. Do you guys
sure.
not know why the word Cooch
oh, yeah.
is?
Okay, no, no,
Cooch
yeah,
is,
yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay.
We're familiar.
Yeah.
We're
that's
familiar.
The only reason.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you know what? We could talk about Cooch all day. Lola Tampons is one of my sponsors.
That's what I had on the brain. We just heard you record that ad.
Yeah.
Great.
But we're not talking about Coochies,
sure.
unfortunately.
All right.
We're here
for
to
once.
Talk about... Actually, you guys don't know what I'm going
We
to talk
don't.
About.
No.
I planned a special segment for the ladies of Can I Pet Your Dog?
We're excited / terrified.
It's yeah. going to be fun.
That's true.
Y'all knew that I put up on my website that y'all were coming in, and I wanted people to ask questions.
Oh, right. Oh, right.
And
okay.
I fielded through them, and I picked one that's really exciting that I feel
okay.
like is kind of going to pop off the convo.
Ooh.
So I'm going to read it to y'all. And then we're going to go from there.
Okay.
Okay, so here it is. This is from Brooke. Shout out to our girl, Brooke, listening.
Yeah, Brooke.
Two of my favorite paws together.
Aww.
Be still my heart. I have two rescue pity ladies, and they are fashionistas.
Oh.
Both have a large collection of clothing, collars, and accessories. My one girl, Greta, loves for me to have her nails painted. Isabella, not so much. Do any of you ladies know of any good, long-lasting, puppy-friendly claw polish? I'm thinking Chuchi may have a favorite.
Ooh.
Love you, ladies. Thank you for making my workday so enjoyable and fun. Brooke.
Ooh. Ooh,
so,
I love it.
You guys see Chuchi. She's, you know, the beacon of fashion.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
She's always trying new things, new colors, new trends. She has never had her nails done.
Oh, really?
But the reason is because Jess Rona, her groomer, who we've talked about on your podcast, you've had on your podcast, she says her paws aren't really right for them. It is a specific type of nail. Chuchi's hair goes over her nails, but some breeds don't. Like Chihuahuas, they can mani-pedi all night.
Sure.
So I thought it'd be fun. Our entire segment is going to be beauty things you can do with your pets.
Oh, thank God. Jackie, this is the world's best news.
I know, thank
this
God.
This is the world's best news. Allegra and I both tried to put on eyeliner for you, failed, and have showed up nervous.
Yeah.
This is wonderful. This
I'm
is I can work with.
What makeup did y'all put on?
Okay, you go.
Sure. So I tried a liquid eyeliner twice.
Ooh, that's pretty ambitious.
Thank you. Completely removed.
Yeah.
And ended up with chapstick.
So all you have on is chapstick.
And then a little bit of last night's makeup.
Okay.
There's
oh,
some.
Nice.
There's
okay.
some that more effort was put towards. So you're getting chapstick and last night's.
Okay. Allegra,
nice.
What about you?
Okay, I did not do eyeliner, but thank you for thinking, Renee, that I make that kind of an effort.
Sure.
I have on powder foundation.
Okay.
A little bit of bronzer.
Oh, that's other level, honey.
Okay,
it's
well,
summertime.
Maybe. I know.
Get that bronzer out.
And wait a minute, you guys. This thing called highlighter that I got for free at Sephora,
ooh.
I don't know what it is, but
yeah.
I put it on my cheekbones, and I'm like 90% sure it looks right.
That's great.
Do you remember what kind it is?
Becca.
Okay, I think you're referring to Becca Opal.
Okay.
Is it, let me see, is it kind of a golden sheen?
It's like, just, yeah, it's like
yeah.
very, like right here a little
so
bit.
So that is Becca Opal.
Okay.
It's a very, very popular industry standard, I
ooh.
Would say. It's a great, it's a cruelty-free company.
Look
great.
At this.
Yes. We discussed, actually, last episode of Natch Bew is called Highlighters, where
oh.
we talk all about highlighters. So
careful.
If you want to get in on that, cue that app up.
How
but
did I miss this?
It looks fantastic on you.
Thank you.
And I think that brings up a good point.
Sure.
It's fun to play a little bit. And
mm-hmm.
a highlighter can be really intimidating because there's so many crazy things you can do with it. It's in the contour family, which is all other crazy thing you can talk about.
Yeah.
But a little on the top of the cheeks is fun for summer.
Okay, great.
Throw that on.
Great. Thank God.
You look fantastic. Ooh. And I applaud you both for your effort.
Well, thank you.
Thank you
so much. I'm also proud of you for knowing where that goes. Most of the time at Sephora, I'm like, ah, what is it? Where do
yeah.
I put it?
Yeah,
where do I put it? Okay,
there's
so you
just,
got it right.
God, there's just so many products.
It's yes, true. Exactly.
So
there's
many.
Too many.
You don't know what brand to go to. The colors, it's a lot.
It's too much.
But I think to start, just dip your toe into Natch Butte.
Great.
You know what I mean? That's what this is all about. We take the intimidation out.
You really do.
You know
do.
What I mean? We try to make it accessible and fun. Because all those beauty people on YouTube, they're very intimidating. It's like, I can't get my eyeshadow to look that good. I can't blend that well.
Not at all.
I'm not Da Vinci, damn it.
And so skilled.
Yeah,
so skilled. And not distracted at all.
Yeah.
Just focused the whole time.
Yeah. Ugh. I mean, it's really an art.
So God bless you for making this about dogs.
Yes,
thank you.
Exactly. Well, it's not just dogs, because I feel like that was a little too niche. But
sure.
We're going to go on a whole trip around the pet world.
Ooh.
So to answer Brooke's question, I texted Jess Rona and I got the answer.
Great.
So if anyone out there wants to do a mani-pedi night with you and your pooch, the brand that Jess Rona Grooming recommended is called Warren London. And it's a quick drying, non-toxic, paw-de-cure polish pens.
Wow.
So they're little pens with like a little kind of a Sharpie tip. And there's 13 colors to choose from. The dog nail polish is $7.99. And you can do little polka dots. You can do swirls or just do solid. But that's what Jess Rona uses. It's available on the internet. Anyone can go buy it and try it on your dog.
Wow. I love it. The only thing I'm mad about is that doesn't exist for humans. Or maybe it does.
Well, wait, can we just use it though?
Why not?
It's non-toxic. It's whatever, right?
That's a good point. I feel like it probably wouldn't stay as well on us, but who knows? Because I have a hard time with nail polish staying anyway.
Yeah.
I can't find one that stays longer than 3 days.
Well, I love the idea of it being a pen, because that's my whole problem with nail polish. It's so hard. It's such a tiny thing you're applying. Being a pen is genius.
Yeah, we can work with that.
Anyone can work with a pen. We all know how to use a pen.
Exactly.
I'm the same. I can't get the polish to go on straight.
No.
Like one little goop I can't straighten out. I also can't sit for like more than 5 minutes, and you have to sit for like an hour.
No. So long.
There's yeah.
No. Who's got time for that?
No one.
Easy enough for a dog to do it.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yes. So easy a dog can do it. A dog can paint these on their paws and go right outside and take a dump and it'll be fine. So I just wanted to say thank you, Jess Rona, for letting us know that. I also get asked about Chooch's colors sometimes. Mm. So if you want to color your hair with your dog, I recommend you use Eve Salon, another sponsor of mine. And for your hair, for the doggy, Chooch uses Opaws. So it's Opaws with a Z.
Great.
They have colors. They have different levels of permanentness. You can get some that wash out easier than others, but they have lots of colors. It's all non-toxic. It's used with vegetable pigment. I've had a few people on Instagram say, I can't believe you dye your dog. I don't. I dye my own hair. I color my hair, with dye. But Chooch uses conditioner that has vegetable pigment in it, which is what Opaws is. So if you want to look as snatched as Chooch, you get that Opaws.
I love it.
Where should I start? I think I'm going to just start with the craziest one.
Great.
Let's do it.
So, you know how we've talked, Renee, like you don't have a pet, right?
I don't.
But you love them and you... Did you know that we all have pets?
What?
Oh, no. Is this about small bugs in our houses?
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
Maybe.
Possibly.
Okay. All right. Let's see how we do with this.
We have bugs living in our eyelashes.
Oh, no.
I have heard
that.
Your skin is crawling with mites.
You have pets. This whole time.
You, all these things, I can't keep it alive. I'm not home enough. We all have a whole system, an ecosystem on our face it's disgusting. So our skin is literally crawling with microscopic mites. Human beings host two species of mites, which are commonly called face mites or follicle mites, which both sound terrible.
Well, this is your good news for Renee? Like, this is don't worry, you have a pet.
She's right, because I can tell you already, in the next stressful situation, I'm just going to talk to my buddy mites and be like, we're going to get through it, team!
Yeah.
Together!
I'm telling you, you're not alone out there, guys. If you're feeling alone, just know those mites are there, okay?
They're itch.
They prefer to live on our faces, ideally near the eyes or nose.
Oh, boy.
The older you are, the more face mites you have.
Why?
So newborn babies are born mite-free, but by age 60, virtually all humans are infested with face mites.
No, that's what I need.
And they're believed to be spread from person-to-person contact, okay? We also have tiny parasites living in earwax.
Ugh.
Those are arachnids.
Oh, God.
That means eight-legged. So face and follicle mites are arachnids. So technically we have spiders living on our face.
This is the worst news I've gotten.
Yeah, this is rough.
This is rough.
Yeah, I just I can't unhear this. Y'all have to know.
To share it with somebody. I can also suspect that now that I know we like share it back and forth, that in a boyfriend situation, I'll be like, after I watched your mites and everything, this is the treatment I get.
I kept them alive.
Our mites are friends. You're ripping up a family. What are the mites going to say to each other at school?
Oh my God. Stay together for the mites.
Yes, stay together for the mites.
We're going to have to sit our mites down and explain to them why you can't command.
So their legs are decidedly stubby.
Oh, great.
While most mites are round or oval, face mites are long and thin.
Ugh.
A body shape that enables them to move in and out of narrow hair follicles with ease.
Oh, God.
Face mites are tiny, measuring a mere fraction of a millimeter long. The mite spends its life head down on the follicle, gripping onto the hair or lash tightly with its feet.
Oh.
Strangely, face mites don't have anuses.
Oh, how weird.
Yeah.
Everything else normal. That part's odd.
Yep. So it's sort of like a human centipede. You know, they live upside down, right?
Uh-huh.
So they just eat. So face mites spend their entire life cycle tucked away inside your hair follicles. That means everything they do, mating, laying eggs, eating, happens in or on your face.
Nuts.
Occasionally a face mite may need a change of scenery, perhaps because the follicle is getting a little too crowded.
Sure.
Or maybe the rent went up. I don't know. Maybe it's ready to find its mate.
Oh boy.
Oh no.
So there's a dating situation going on our faces, okay? These mites are meeting their soulmates and having weddings and having babies on our fucking eyelids.
Oh,
yikes.
The worst news.
They're photophobic. So, I mean, who isn't? Get that selfie away from me, honey, until I put on my face. No, they wait until the sun goes down and the lights are off before backing slowly out of their follicle.
Oh, God.
And making the arduous journey, moving at the rate of 1 centimeter an hour the new follicle. So, you know, gentrification is occurring on our face mites.
Right. Everywhere. You can't escape it.
They take a nibble or two out of your skin cells. Ooh, free facial.
True.
So, it's disgusting.
Okay, I have a question.
Yes.
Is this as bad as it sounds? Like, is this simply gross, but the kind of thing, like, you know how, like, we all have a million, like, dead skin cells on us at all times?
Right.
Like, it sounds gross, but it's not actually harmful?
Right.
Or are they, like, harmful?
Okay, funny you should ask that, Allegra. The next thing on my list says, do face mites carry diseases or make you sick?
Okay, great.
I should let you spend
time. Perfect.
Although scientists have correlated the presence of face or follicle mites with certain skin disorders like rosacea, no clear link has been found to suggest that the parasites contribute to or cause these disorders.
Huh, okay.
A healthy human adult is colonized by 1,000 to 2,000 follicle mites at any given time.
Ooh, colonized?
This is nuts.
Nuts.
I have to say, I already have such paranoia about having eye sleepies.
Yeah.
Like little sleepies in my eye.
Yeah.
Now I'm just going to be like, can you see the mites? Can you see the mites? We can see the mites.
Well,
yeah, just fine.
The reason I found this was because I do a lot of research about essential oils and natural homeopathic things, you know, skincare. And apparently, if you drop a drop of lavender oil into your mascara, it will deter the face mites. Now, it says deter. I don't know if that means they're going to move out.
Nah.
You know, I don't know if that means it's going to kill them. I don't know. But another thing I read is that if you sleep with your makeup on, it makes them get worse.
Oh,
so
no.
Keep the face clean.
We all should be looking at me right now. Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't want to say anything.
Yeah. Because I've always been told, and I've always I don't care how drunk, stoned, whatever I am, I wash my face before I go to sleep. Like, it's just a thing for me. So wash the face. Wash your mascara off thoroughly. Get those mites out of there.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
It's terrifying. It's terrifying.
That's all it takes.
It's making my face, like, so itchy. I'm trying not to itch my face, like, so much.
You're welcome, everybody. You're welcome.
That's truly fascinating, though.
Ooh. It really is. I never knew that.
No, that's crazy.
So now we know what's going on.
Good.
Somebody write like a show about like our face mites.
Right. Exactly. I will say what I like about this kind of information though is that when I do get like skeevy about other bugs, like to be like, oh, that's nothing compared to like they're everywhere. They're all around.
Yes.
This bug. This is the one you're going to choose to freak out about. They're everywhere.
They're everywhere.
That's including your eyes.
Yes. Your most intimate of area.
Right.
Your eyeballs. I know it's disgusting, but I don't regret telling you because, quite frankly, this is good radio.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone needs to know. Somebody's probably driving to work right now and they just go,
I drove off the road and
how do I turn it off? Yeah. They drive into the sea.
You're welcome.
Everybody has thousands of face mites on your face.
It's just like the last straw for somebody.
You know, like sea monkeys. Everybody had the sea monkeys. I mean, this could be the new thing. That's why I said it's like things you can do with your pets.
True.
You get home from work, you do a face mask. Maybe you throw a little, you know, something on your eyes for the mites.
Sure.
Give them a lovely little relaxation
might
station.
As well, yeah. How come the mites don't get a break?
Come on, mites. However, the rest of them are, these aren't as scary.
Good job leading with this.
I feel like
I can take anything
rev
else.
Rev it up, go up the mountain, and then coast down.
Smart.
You know, that's kind of my way of life.
Not a girl.
So, I know we're all dog people, but a lot of people listening are cat people.
Mm-hmm.
And I also consider myself ambidextrous. I grew up with cats, so I do like a good cat. I know you have a cat, right, Allegra? So yeah, there's a lot of people out there with both. So maybe you could plan a little spa night for your kitty, you and Pistachio, your dog. You know, everybody could come over.
Okay.
So we always hear about catnip.
Uh-huh, sure.
There's all the stereotypes of the cats getting high on the catnip and rolling around and whatever. Catnip is a popular feline-friendly herb, but it has amazing goodness for humans, too.
Huh. Really?
For being a touted remedy for stress and restlessness, it also has been quite popular as a cure for flatulence.
No kidding.
What?
A reliable nervine, and then it says the name of it here, eminegagog, astringent and sedative. This herb is used in the form of an essential oil and herbal tea.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
So, if you go to one of the crazy hippy-dippy-doo-dah stores, you could buy an essential oil droplet of catnip oil.
Wow,
or
that's wild.
Or you could buy catnip herbal tea. Huh. Imagine coming home from work, and what's your kitty's name?
Switch.
Switch, pour him a,
him.
Pour him a glass of tea, and you both sit and have your feline tea together.
That would be so fun.
Doesn't that sound like a beautiful evening?
It sounds pretty cute.
So, the essential oil. I love a good oil. Like I said, lavender oil will kill the mites.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Or, you know, deter them if we want to be a little more, you know, euphemistic about it. You can get this catnip essential oil. It's good for anti-aging. Which, listen,
interesting.
That's a big concern for the Jackster.
Mm-hmm.
Speeds up the wound healing process.
Huh.
So maybe you and Switch get in a little argument.
Sure.
A couple scratch claws come out.
It happens.
It happens to all of us. Metaphorically, you know, physically. Whatever.
Yeah.
You put a little of that essential catnip oil on there. Apparently, it's good for the wounds.
I love it. For some reason, my brain did not think like a topical wound. I thought you meant like emotional, and you were just supposed to smell the oil to be like, oh, okay, now that is soothing. I feel
like
better.
That probably is true as well.
Sure.
Oils are very powerful. They heal.
So it's going to deal with anti-aging and flatulence?
Listen, these essential oils are like Christ himself. I mean, they're like grapefruit oil. It's like it'll cure fatigue, depression, cellulite, fat. I'm like, damn, fool. So, yeah, it says that catnip oil remedies dandruff.
Wow.
Which all Natchbeauty listeners know, your girl's got a dry scalp.
Sure.
Oh, me
so,
too.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love the idea of coming home from work. I don't have a cat, but I really want to get one. I want to get a little white kitten and have Chooch raise it to be her baby.
You got
to
do it.
Yeah.
Great.
It's a struggle daily for me. Because we didn't get into it too much on y'all's podcast. You can check out Can I Pet Your Dog? I have an episode that just came out. And all the other ones are great. They spend half the episode discussing a breed of dog, and then they discuss dogs with the guests. It's just great, guys. If you love dogs, these women are damn delights, as you can hear.
Oh, thank you. Check this out.
But I just love the... Oh, I'm come from a crazy animal lady lineage. My mother is a million cats and dogs, whatever. I love the idea of coming home from work and, like, putting my catnip oil on my hair.
Yes.
And then giving a little to the kitty, and we just sit back and have a beautiful time together.
It's pretty fun.
Isn't that fun?
I love it. I also love you having a small party, a small get-together, where you lay out your various catnip treats for
everybody.
I feel
like everyone out there has one of these ailments.
Of course.
Yeah, definitely.
It says it eases cramps.
Okay.
Which, like, I'm always looking for something for that.
Oh, yeah.
I am listening.
Yeah, so, you know, a little of that catnip oil, cramps, flatulence, and fever.
Really?
Which, bless your heart, if you're suffering from all three at once.
Yikes.
That sounds like a pretty shitty day.
Ooh. Having a rough week.
Yes, a rough go.
Yeah. Still call a doctor if that's the case. Yeah. I would say take this oil, call a doctor too.
Yeah, I mean, fever, don't mess with the fever.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't, anybody listening out there, before you die and send me the, you know, obituary of your friend who listened to me and died and put the catnip oil, go to the doctor if you have a fever.
Yeah, a major disclaimer. Go to the doctor.
I love that tombstone. I tried catnip. I don't know what happened.
I'm so happy you're here, Allegra, because I wouldn't have even thought it to say that, and I appreciate that you did, because, yeah.
There's... Well, I don't think anyone's, like, counting on this as, like, a medical advice podcast,
right.
But
hey,
I'm just a nervous Nelly.
I am.
Women trust me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Women
I'm
trust me. I know. It's smart. I mean, I think that was a really good disclaimer.
Oh, thank you.
So, what do you guys think of, like, fish as a pet?
Oh.
Sure. I can get on board for it.
You know fish people.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Fish people exist.
Yeah.
You remember Troy McClure from The Simpsons? The
yeah,
Simpsons
of course.
Watchers?
Yeah.
Troy McClure was a fish guy. His whole house was fish tanks, whatever. So fish people are real.
Mm-hmm.
There might be some fish people listening. So I wanted to let you guys know about fish pedicures.
Okay. Oh, I have heard of these ones.
So fish pedicures, I've seen pictures of them. I feel like the Kardashians have done them at one point. I've seen pictures, whatever. They're about $50.
Huh.
And it's 30 minutes, and you go to a spa that offers this service, and you dip your feet in about 1,000 fish.
Wow.
That's nuts.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. 100 in each individual tank.
Okay.
Oh. The spas usually have around 1,000, but they put 100 in the tank with you, right?
Still a lot.
You dip your feet in, and these fish are called the Gara Rufa. But they're typically known as doctor fish.
Okay. Oh,
that's,
right.
That's kind of the, like, on the street term, like the colloquial.
The kids are calling
yes,
it.
Yes, the kids call them doctor fish.
Sure. Yeah.
They're native to rivers and streams and ponds and lakes in the Anatolia and Middle East.
Huh.
Sure.
I specifically didn't look up what Anatolia meant because I wanted one of you to know.
Oh, that's
you
don't know.
That is
decision.
Too long of an explanation. Yeah. We'll bypass it. We'll talk about it afterwards.
Yeah. Okay.
Sure.
I mean, I feel bad. I want people to know, but geography, I say it all the time, it's not my strong suit.
Nah,
that's neither.
Okay.
No.
Yeah. Exactly. You know, I didn't expect you guys to know, but I thought it might be fun to discuss.
Right.
You know,
right.
What is the Anatolia? I don't know. I'm sure I'll get tweets about it.
I always say sure confidently and hope it moves on.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Of course. Yes.
Of course, the Anatolia.
Absolutely. Oh, you got to go
in
if
the
you
summer.
Get the chance.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, so hot water. The fish apparently thrive in that kind of an environment. And they also don't, the hot water doesn't support much plant or aquatic life. So these fish have learned to feed on whatever food source is available. So yes, it sounds kind of like torture for these fish, sort of.
Hmm.
It's like we put you in this certain temperature of water. Nothing else can live in it. So therefore, when people stick their dirty feet in the water, we want to eat it.
Sure.
We want to eat because we're starved.
They eat the dead skin?
They eat the dead skin.
Okay.
So let's see. They eat whatever food sources are available, including dead, flaking skin.
Ugh.
And they leave the skin alone because without teeth, they can't bite it off. So these fish pretty much just swim up to your feet and start nibbling.
Ooh.
And they just take off all that. Because, you know, I'll be honest, I get some calluses.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, we all do.
Yeah,
I just, it's hard out there.
Ooh.
You know, I feel like I neglect my feet because I'm more focused on my face.
Right.
Yeah. I got a lot going on in the face and the hair.
Yeah.
So, like, the lower portion of my body is neglected.
There's no time.
Yeah,
you can't. Gosh, how do I feel? A little bit I feel bad for the fish, but I also feel bad for the person paying $50. For me, you know, like when you go to a Super Bowl party and you like bring your snack and then they're also like, oh, and then everybody also chip in $20 for pizza. But I already brought the food. Why am I paying for this?
Yeah.
I fed the fish.
Yeah.
Don't charge me $50.
You're right.
Oh, that's interesting.
Dare.
You're right.
How dare.
You just gave their fish a free buffet.
That's true.
They should be paying you.
That's very interesting. Interesting.
No, shut it down. Shut them all down.
Yeah.
I don't. Nope. It's out.
Now, I will say this practice doesn't seem too common to me.
No.
I'm not sure how much of it's going on in America. I've seen people on vacation getting these done and things like that. But I brought it up because I, you know, again, if everybody's coming home from work and wants to do a spa night, dip your feet in the fish tank, see what your See what they think.
For me, the tickle factor on that is too high. Mm-hmm. I don't get pedicures because I'm too ticklish.
Yeah.
And to add fish nibbling on my feet is like my greatest tickling nightmare.
Yeah. I feel like I've seen photos of people and they just can't stop laughing.
I couldn't even imagine. Although, is that more or less tickly than the foot massage part? Because that part to me is like unbearable.
I have given a pedicurist a kick in the face.
Yeah, oh, that's my greatest fear.
I'm not proud, but like,
yeah, of course.
But you're not alone in that, because have you seen the Velcro straps where they will strap you down?
No, oh, really?
Maybe I'm kicking too much.
What kind of salon are you going to, honey?
Sounds smart to me.
So funny.
Yeah. So I had a jolt and another jolt, and then she was like, "We're gonna go and strap that down."
Yeah.
That's like when you're a dog at the groomers, and they go, "You know what? Get the grooming leash, and they go, "You know what? Let's batten her down a little bit."
Yep.
That's so funny.
You need to sedate her or strap her down.
Oh my god!
For a pedicure.
They do that to me at the gynecologist.
You squirm too much?
Yeah, I know. I got it. They put one around my waist so I can't thrust upwards,
sure.
You know? No, I'm just
kidding. Oh, my God. Common problem.
My face was like, oh, my God.
But you know, like, you have to put your feet in those stirrups?
Yeah.
I mean, it's humiliating.
Yeah, of course.
And then you scoot for, like, a half an hour down.
They keep saying to scoot. I'm like, I am literally in your mouth.
Yeah. We didn't even need the table.
Yeah. No table needed.
It's fine. I can just squat in front of you.
And then it's like, oh, and then they're like, scoot, scoot, scoot. And I'm like, okay, it's done. Like, you scooted for so much longer than the exam takes.
Right. Oh, my God. Yeah. This is like, I don't want to scoot.
Yeah.
I don't want to scoot.
Make the table shorter. This is not my problem.
Make the table shorter. Life hack. So you guys don't do pedis often?
No.
I try to go a couple times a year just because I neglect my feet.
Yeah.
And I also wear closed-toed shoes most of the year because I don't like having to go get my feet done. But your feet my feet look like a homeless person.
Yeah.
Same.
Like, they need some TLC.
But I don't know. For me, I just can't. It's hard for me. A, I'm really ticklish, but B, I just can't care about the state of my feet or others' feet that much.
Yeah.
Like, I'm never like, oh, ew, your feet. They just don't occur to me as like a beauty thing.
But what if you see somebody, maybe I'm more like observant and judgy of people. Like, have you ever seen, okay, so like I was at the bank and this like very handsome guy is like sitting next to me. And like, yes, I'm married, but just because you ain't married, I mean, you can't window shop.
Yeah.
So I see the guy and I look at him and I'm like, oh, he's cute. And then I look down and his feet are disgusting. Yeah. First of all, I don't think grown men should wear flip flops other than at the beach.
So if you're
at Bank of America in Los Feliz and you're wearing jeans and a sweater and you got flip flops on, evaluate your life. Cover your fucking feet. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Especially if they look terrible.
Yeah.
I maybe have experienced that on a plane.
Where
a foot comes out and you're like, nope,
Exactly.
And I hate to say it, but I think a pedicure would have helped.
Yeah.
I think if it were like nice and polished, I would have been like, still, we need to have a talk, but not as severe.
I feel like self-care is important.
Yeah. Oh, totally.
Yeah.
My my friend Courtney and I we got manicures, and our friend got his first pedicure. He never had one, and he's like a runner, and he was like, my feet like need this kind of TLC. And it was so funny because he was so nervous. Like, he just had no idea what to expect. But then afterwards, he was like, I loved that.
Oh, yeah.
It was like amazing.
It always looks so good afterwards.
It looks so good. Yeah. It's one of those things, like, we were just talking about how hard it is to do nails. It's such an art.
Yeah.
Everyone out there that gets pedis and manis on the regular, tip your people.
Oh, my God.
Tip your people.
It's
They're artists.
Yes.
The scale that they are working on, like the tiny scale, is just unimaginable to me.
It's great. Yeah. And over and over and over again.
Yes.
And did not have a flub up.
I know.
Terrific.
Yeah. And now, like, with nail art in the mix, too, it's crazy.
Yeah. And again, with those, the doggy coloring, you look at Jess Rona's Instagram. You can do swiggles, squirrels.
Ooh,
how fun would it be to have a mani that matches your dog?
Come on.
It would be so cute.
So fun.
I mean, kitty cat, catnip, you know, treatments.
Yes.
Stick your feet in the fish tank. Now, I say this obviously joking. I don't really want everybody to stick your feet in the fish tank, but I thought the fish thing would be interesting, and that's why I shared it.
But I love your themed parties.
Yeah.
This is fantastic. Yeah, I mean, for all that.
I want to host one.
You should. Yeah. I would totally come to that.
I mean, and maybe Pistachio could come.
I'm going to try. Okay, she is totally down with me touching her back feet. Her front feet, she'll let me do it. She's not stoked about it. But I think I need to work on that with her.
Yeah.
Like, it would be good to get her more used to it.
Yeah, you just have to hold their paws and then see how Chooch won't pull away.
Yeah, see, she'll like let me, but she goes like, oh, come on, stop.
Yeah.
But I think a manicure maybe would help that.
That's all you need.
I have a weird question for you, Allegra.
Sure.
Do pistachios' paws smell like Cheetos?
Yep, and I love it.
So why do dogs' feet smell like Cheetos?
Okay, oh, sorry.
Oh, do you even know this answer, for real?
I do know this answer.
All right.
Because I had to write an article about it.
Oh, really?
Because people always want to know. It's like, God, I'm not going to remember the exact right thing, but it's basically a combination of bacteria and microorganisms. So
oh,
it's
no.
kind of a gross answer, but
mites.
It's not like...
Frito mites.
Yeah,
they
I know.
They have frito mites living
not,
in their feet.
Well, but it's not bad. It's one of those things that's like, okay, look, this is like pretty much because of bacteria. And especially when they get wet, it amplifies the smell. But it's not like a bad thing. It kind of sounds gross at face value, but it's not like, oh no, this is terrible.
Well, I put her little stinky Cheeto foot in my face.
Me too, because
like,
it smells so good.
I mean, I adore her and like... I just, you know, I love every weird thing about her.
But I think people totally are like addicted to how their pet's paws smell. I've heard so many people be like, oh my God, my dog's paws
yeah.
smell so good to
this
me.
This is yeah. some dark, weirdo dog talk right
but
now.
But I think it's so common.
No, yeah, I think it's pretty
yeah.
Because I'm not a pet owner.
Yeah.
And the pets that I dog sit, I'm just like, yeah.
You like
gonna...
it?
Well, because you do. You know the factor. You also went on the same walk they went on. So you know
True.
That they've stepped in that day. And it's
yeah.
just a risk you're willing to take.
Right.
Yeah.
Because they're so cute. And then
yeah.
the little fur comes out of the toes.
Oh,
yeah,
I
that
do
happens
love
to Chooch.
Yeah.
So cute.
It's so cute. But again, self-care.
Yes.
You know, when Chuchi's paws get a little crazy and the hair starts really jutting out of the bottom, I take her to Jess Rona and Jess Rona gives her a mani.
Oh, does she trim that little hair?
Of course.
Oh, that's so cute.
You have to, because I feel like it would itch and annoy you. It'd be like us with our dirty, grungy toenails.
That's true.
Like, after a while, they start, you know, touching the rim of your shoe.
Right.
True,
can't
I guess.
It. No.
Yeah,
I never thought of that.
That's true.
If
yeah.
we had fur growing out, we'd probably do a little trim.
Aww.
Yeah, we, yeah. I mean,
be so cute.
You gotta trim up the feet. Gotta
yeah.
trim up a
yeah.
little. Because there's the thing. I agree. I don't go and get my mani pedis all the time. I have friends that go every month. You
yeah,
know?
I know. Yeah.
And I don't have the money to do that. If I did, I might go. But I just think like the general blanket statement of this whole segment is self care.
Mm. Yes.
You know, do it at home.
Sure.
Dip your feet
you
in the bath.
Yeah.
And
there
scrub
you go.
Them up. And, you know, trim up the, clip those nails.
Yeah.
Or do a spa night with your dog. You know, if you find the happy medium for yourself.
Yeah.
This all sounds very reasonable.
Yeah.
And to your statement of like, every time I get a manicure pedicure, I'm like, oh yeah, I'm doing this all the time. And
yeah.
then and then the money runs out.
It's
yeah.
It is an expense,
yeah.
you know, and every woman out there has to budget according to her means.
Sure.
I, at one point a few years ago said, you know what? I'd rather the money go to the face.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So I get facials now.
Oh,
instead
that's
of like mani pedis.
Very
you know,
smart.
That kind of thing.
Okay.
You know, just gotta,
yeah.
this is my money maker. We were just talking about, I just went to the dentist today. I had my teeth whitened. My teeth hurt like a bitch right
Ooh.
Now. But you know what? The pearly whites, beauty is pain, baby. I'm
sure.
going to be looking good in a couple days.
You're good under pressure. I would just be on the floor, whining.
Well,
like,
I have a lot
God.
Of drugs in my body.
No, that's a girl.
Yeah,
okay.
No, I just took ibuprofen.
All right, that
but,
helps.
I just wanted to say thank you, ladies, for coming on.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's one more time plug where we can find the pod, anything special you guys want to talk about coming up, your own social medias to plug.
Gosh, you're the best. Well, first off, we have to tell them to check out your episode, Jackie.
Yes.
Because you are, it came out, as if we're recording, it came out today. Smash
yeah.
hit.
It'll be out in two weeks ago when
it's
this one comes
everything
out.
You want it to be. There's laughs. There's quite literally tears.
Yes.
It's wonderful. So we're Can I Pet Your Dog podcast. And then if you just love seeing pictures of dogs in your feed on social media, we're at CIPYD podcast on both Twitter and Instagram. And then we got a little Facebook group. It's
oh,
a closed
yeah.
group. So put Can I Pet Your Dog in the Facebook group. We'll add you so long as you're not a bot.
That's true.
I try to let the bots in.
There's
Allegra
some,
gets mad.
There's not only bots listening to this, but there are actually imites listening to this.
No, no.
Okay,
that's a new rule.
Okay. No, bots,
no
bots, no imites. I'm not doing it.
Honestly, the Can I Pet Your Dog Facebook group is amazing. It's
Thank you.
I love the articles. I love the photos. I love the conversations. I'm a member, so I really highly recommend if you guys are big Facebookers, check it out.
It's pretty fun.
Yeah.
A lot of fun. And then, Lex, what are you on Twitter?
I'm Allegra Ringo on Twitter and Instagram. I have a lot of pictures of pets on my Instagram. And you know what? Some of those pictures make it to my Twitter, too.
Might as well. Come on.
Double down.
Double down.
Oh, yeah.
What about you, Renee?
And I'm just Renee Culvert on Twitter. Instagram is also a lot of dogs.
Yeah.
Renee S. Culvert, because I messed it up the first time.
Same with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Exactly.
Well, all three of mine are different.
I got locked out. Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Because it was... You know what's funny is I actually... Ooh, I just thought of a good contest. So my email address is natchbeautpod@gmail.com. And when I first did it, I typed in natchbeat.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't notice.
Oh, no.
That's the worst.
And Gmail won't let me erase it.
Yep.
Oh.
So I now own natchbeat@gmail.com. natchbeat@gmail.com. So uh-huh. if somebody wants to email me
yes.
at natchbeat@gmail.com and tell me... the name of the family of face mites living on your left eye, I will enter you to win the prize of the week.
Ooh, that's a good
contest. It's a mystery beauty item. So I will close the contest a week after this episode airs, so you have ample time to listen. NatchBeat@gmail.com, send me a random story about the mites living on your eye. Get creative. I'm going to have my husband pick the funniest one.
Oh, that's
it.
Fun.
Yep.
That's a good contest.
Yeah, I think it'll be fun. And then your listeners can join in on that.
Yeah,
Much everybody that listens to NatchBeat is now going to be listening to Can I Bet Your Dog and vice versa.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm so excited that we decided to promote each other's podcast because there's two things I love in this world. The Poochie and makeup, baby.
Shooch has also been sitting here so just serenely the whole time.
Always.
She just sits and listens and is chill.
She loves potting.
Perfect. Yeah. She handled those eye mites like it was nothing.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, sure. Yeah. It's all right.
At one point, I want to have an episode where people write in questions for Chooch.
Oh, yeah.
And then she answers them.
Oh.
Because I don't know. Did we talk about like dog voices and talking through your dog?
Not really.
So we talk through Choochie a lot, me and my husband.
Sure.
Sometimes we exclusively talk through her. We text each other as her, whatever. So I might have him come in and, he will be voicing Chooch. Like,
sure.
He will talk through her.
Sure.
And so if you guys want to hear that, let me know, because I know it's insane.
Oh, yeah.
But
of course.
Feel like at some point, if this becomes that big of a podcast that people are really into Chooch, I think it would be fun to do.
You should totally.
Oh, you should absolutely. Can we get a little taste?
Just a little bit?
Oh, yeah.
Bit? Or just a little bit.
Chooch, do you want to come on real quick?
Okay. Hey, guys, I don't talk very often. I love everyone. I love my man.
Aww.
I love Auntie Renee and Auntie Allegra. Oh, I'm shy. I'm shy. Ma'am, I'm shy.
It's okay, Chooch.
I'm shy, ma'am.
No, Choochie, it's okay. That was really beautiful.
That was really brave for
you.
Yeah.
Okay,
Chooch,
so
you did a great job.
That's a little Chooch.
She sounds Chooch. You sound a little bit like Cartman.
She gets that. Yeah, she gets Cartman a lot.
And Cartman copied her.
Yeah, true.
Thank you.
In a little Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A
we
nice
get
combo.
A little. And is it Randy Newman, the singer? She gets a little of that. Yeah. You got a friend in me. So that's her other thing. But mostly Cartman is what people say.
It's kind of rich tapestry. But it was unexpected. Like, I thought it would be a much higher voice, but I liked the surprise of what I heard.
Yeah. I mean, it had to be something that we could both do.
Sure.
Yeah, true.
You know, so it kind of happened organically and we rolled with it. But yeah, so that was Chooch, everybody. So this will conclude this episode of Natch Butte. Thank you, ladies, for being here. And don't forget, cream your neck and keep your fringe fresh.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.